From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
20 years ago, I didn't know Juneteenth from Cinco de Mayo. I am gay and white, and I celebrated the gay and white holidays. But when my partner and I adopted our black son, and then our mixed-race son, we took on all the holidays. Our black friends spoke highly of Kwanzaa, but none of them actually celebrated it. So I volunteered to host our community's first Kwanzaa feast. I was surprised to learn that I was older than the holiday. Kwanzaa was invented in the 60s by Dr. Malana Karenga, who reinvented Christmas to celebrate African-American culture. It comes from the Swahili phrase meaning first fruits. It focuses on the children and asks the three Kawaita questions. Who am I? Am I really who I say I am? Am I all I ought to be? We invited our black friends as well as the Jewish-Chinese couple who adopted our youngest son's birth brother. The adults brought home-cooked dishes and stories. By the time we lit the last candle on the Kanara, we had committed to an annual tradition. We added our own twist. We asked each adult to make a promise to the children. Kwanzaa is our family holiday, not because we gorge ourselves on turkey or watch football, but because once a year, we dancers and poets and merchandise planners gather together and call ourselves a family. We still celebrate the gay and white holidays. On St. Patrick's Day, I cook corned beef, cabbage, and soda bread, and all my friends are Irish for the day. But on Kwanzaa, I cook ham hocks, black-eyed peas, and sweet potato pie, and my black friends call me an honorary Negro. One of them always says, just remember we remain straight on Pride Day. My boys grow up in a family so diverse that we co-opt every celebration from Chinese New Year to Hanukkah. And even if they go to bed on December 24th wondering whether or not reindeer really know how to fly, I know that on December 26th, my boys go to sleep dreaming of a white Kwanzaa. With a perspective, this is Kevin Fisher-Paulson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.